It's time for boys high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, the Allen East Mustangs will host the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, Opta Health, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Sheldon Gas, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's Jim Holman.
Thank you very much, Brent. Welcome to Allen East High School. We've got regional boys basketball action on tap this evening. The Hardin Northern Polar Bears in town to take on the Allen East Mustangs. Hardin only comes in at 3-11 on the season. They're coming off a 72-44 loss to Ridgemont on Friday. Allen East is 7-6. The Mustangs beat Lipsick 63-48 last night. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. We're going to get a timeout. Come back and assist the transport pregame show started right for this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back down east. That's the transport pregame shoot of the Mustangs entertaining Hardin Northern. Reserve JV contest was a good one tonight and went the way of the Mustangs 77-57. Good to get another timeout here on the Cessna Transport pregame show. Come back, go over some other scores around the region from this afternoon. Right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by folks that care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season. Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Transport Pregame Show. Some other scores from around the region we want to pass along this afternoon. The Simon Kenton Pioneers had their season come to an end this morning. They fell to Crawford County 46-36, Special Olympics Tournament basketball action. Pioneers finished a good season at 3-3. Great job to everybody involved with that program. We called their game Wednesday night. A lot of fun, good team there, good kids. Glad to see they had a great season. Girls basketball action this afternoon. Kent Lady Wildcats moved to 8-9 with their second consecutive win. They defeated Arlington 60-32. Sadie Larrabee had 20 points. Missy Eckerthorne 13. Sid Payne 12 for the Lady Wildcats. Upper Sandusky knocked off Mohawk 42-26 to move to 10-6 in the season. Grace Walton had 17 points for the Rams. Those scores are important because we're going to have the Wildcats on the Rams on Tuesday night right here on WKTN. And another score from around the area. Riverdale defeated Bluffton 57-50 girls basketball play. Marissa Bonham 23 points for Lady Falcons. Mariah Bonham 12. Harley Gonzalez 9. Get to get another timeout. Sets the Transport pregame show. Come back to more about both these teams right after this.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at OhioHighPoint.com.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Sessa Transport pregame show. Live tonight from Allen East, they're taking on the Hard Northern Polar Bears. Jared Thompson's Hard Northern Polar Bears 3-11 this season, scoring 45 points a game, giving up 53. They've had some hard luck this year. They played 10 games, set by single digits, just 3-7 in those contests. And prior to last night, they were 2-3 in their previous five games. All those games decided by 4 points or fewer. Of course, last night they ran into a buzzsaw. A real good Ridgemont team beat the Polar Bears 72-44. At the end of the time, we're going to set the Transport pregame show. Come back to you with the Allen East Mustangs right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC, infinite opportunities. HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, Infinite Opportunities.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Wrap up sets the transport pregame show here live from Allen East. The Mustangs hosting Hardin Northern. Allen East come in 7-6 in the year. They're coming off a 63-48 win over Lipsick last night. They're scoring 58 points, getting a 52. To be honest, they're kind of the opposite of Hardin Northern. Hardin Northern's had those 10 games decided by single digits. Just three contests from Allen East have been decided by three single digits. They've been a basic feast or famine this year. The other time, assist the transport pregame show. Come back and have the national anthem. The starting lineups. This one kicked off on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard, from sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more. We're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference, the Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. This is the Transport pregame show coming to you live tonight from Allen East. Mustangs take on Hard Northern Regional Boys basketball action. JV reserve contest went the way of the Allen East Mustangs, 77-57. Entertaining ball game there. We'll remind everybody the opening tip will be brought to you by HSLC in the first quarter sponsor of the Rebels, also Andrew Benchick. Starting lineup is going to look like this. For Jared Thompson's Hard Northern Polar Bears, they're 3-11 on the season. They're going to go with Mason Stewart, a 5'10 junior. Joined by 5'9 senior Landon Weatherill, 5'9 junior Nolan Hobson, 6' junior Xander Wilson, and 6'1 senior Cooper Thomas. The Polar Bears coming in 3-11 on the season. Coming off a 72-44 loss to Ridgemont on Friday. For Gabe Young's Allen East Mustangs, they're 7-6 in the year. They were 63-48 winners over Lipsick last night. Their starting lineup looked like this. Ethan Young's a 5'11 junior. Carson Clum's a 5'9 senior. You got Deacon Jones, a 5'9 sophomore. Trey Hensley, the 5'11 senior. And Logan Helser, the 6'2 junior. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday night, as we mentioned earlier. Right around 7 o'clock, the pregame show. Kent Lady Wildcats take on Upper Sandusky. That should be a good one. Lady Wildcats coming in at 8-9, having won two in a row. They're 60-32 winners over Arlington this afternoon. Got 20 big points from Sadie Larrabee, 13 from Macy Eckethorn, and 12 from Sydney Payne. Upper Sandusky got Mohawk, that beat Mohawk 42-26. They're now 10-6 in the season. Gracie Walton with 17 points to lead the Rams. Hope you enjoy us for that one on Tuesday night. Working our way through the Sesta Transport pregame show here. Still working our way through the starting line, some pregame festivities here at Allen East. Yeah, after the game, we're going to have the Domino's Pizza question of the game. For sure, 419-675-2355. Get a large one-arm pizza from Domino's Pizza. Stick around for that. That'll come to the Sesta Transport postgame show. Actually, after the Sesta Transport postgame show, during the Sesta Transport postgame show, we'll name players of the game. Brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed over of Kenton. You know, stick around for that. If you lasted this long with me, I think you can stick around for another hour or so and find out who the players of the game are. Polar Bears in their road black uniforms with the white numerals, gold trim. Mustangs in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers. Again, starting last like this, Stewart, Weatherill, Hobson, Wilson, and Thomas, the 5-4 Hard Northern. And then for Allen East, you've got Young, Clum, Jones, Hensley, and Helser. The 5 for the Mustangs. Take a look here quick at the standings for both these teams' respective conferences. Northwest Central Conference looks like this. You got Upper Sun Valley right now leading the way at 4-0. Got off to a slow start. Dre White's team assisted by Matt McCull, but they were going to get better as the year went on, and they have. They've been playing good basketball late. They're the sole leaders in the NWCC at 4-0, 8-5 overall. Corin Rawson and Ridgemont are both 4-1. Ridgemont's 10-5. Real good season for Tyler Tillman's team. Off to a great start. No. That's playing real good basketball right now. Got Parrott 3-2. Waynesville Goshen 2-2, followed by Hard Northern 2-3. Elgin 2-4. Ridgedale 1-3. Got Temple Christian at 1-4. North Baltimore at 0-3. For the Northwest Conference, where Allen East is a member. Take a look at those standings here, real quick. Bluffton right now, 5-0, 13-1 overall. That only loss was a very tightly contested contest to state-ranked Ottawa Glandorf. Spencer's 4-0, 11-3 overall. The only two undefeated teams in the NWC. Then these Mustangs, we're going to see tonight, they're 3-1. Crestview's 3-2. Lipsick's 2-3. Grove's 2-3. They got DJ at 1-3. Lincolnview 0-4. 8-0-4. Look at the strength of the Northwest Conference. Six teams got at least 7 wins. Michigan got 5 teams with winning records, and the other one's 7-8. Very strong, as always, in the Northwest Conference. As I mentioned earlier, NWCC's got some real good teams as well this year. Of course, we're winding down the regular season, heading to the back half of it here. A lot of basketball in WKTN coming here in February. Again, finishing up the national anthem, the starting lineups here, excuse me, at Allen East. Get this one tipped off here in moments. Again, the first quarter sponsored by the Ruffles, Andrew Benchick. Opening tip brought by HSLC. Starting lineups, give her Hard Northern one more time. Mason Stewart, Landon Weatherall, Nolan Hobson, Xander Wilson, and Cooper Thomas. For Allen East, you've got Ethan Young, Carson Klum, Deacon Jones, Trey Hensley, and Logan Helser. Polar Bears going left, right, and radio dial. You have Xander Wilson jumping it up for the Polar Bears. For Allen East, it's going to be Logan Helser. And we're underway, tip controlled by the Mustang. Hensley has it. Hands over to Klum. Right to left in the radio dial. Dribble drive penetration, kick back out to Hensley. Over to Young. 7:49 counting here in the first quarter. Now let's go to the number of scoreboard. Entry pass trying to go down low to Helser. Great defense by Wilson. Steal for Harden Northern. Polar Bears in transition. Weatherall to our left. Has it over Stewart. They'll reset the offense. Weatherall at the top of the key against the Allen East man-to-man. Bounce pass over to Thomas, right side. Flips ball back out to Wilson, top of the key, over to Stewart, far side. Dump down low to Cooper Thomas. Nice little post-up shot, no good. A rebound cleared by Carson Klum of Allen East. Played 45 seconds, no score in this one. Ethan Young has it. Back over to Klum, top of the key. Crossover dribble, penetrates. Cut off nicely by the Polar Bears. Kicks it back out, three-pointer away from the right side. Spins out, offensive rebound for Helser, stripped away by Weatherall. He does come up with it. Ball still loose now. Eventually run down by Carson Klum of Allen East. Dumps it down to Hensley, lays it in. First 2 points in that little scramble situation. Mustangs take advantage, they lead 2-0. 6:45 to play in the first quarter as Weatherall crosses the timeline. Ball over to Hobson, far side. Stewart's got the top. Back to Weatherall, right side. Being guarded by Klum. Over in the corner, back to Stewart. Weatherall has it now. Back to Stewart, playing pitch and catch out front. Little weave action now for the Polar Bears. Hobson has it. Ball bounced down to Wilson on the baseline. He spins, cut off nicely by the Mustangs. Little left-hand floater, no good for Wilson. Rebound for Allen East by Jones. Skip pass over Young Eyes, a three-pointer's off the mark. Rebound cleared that time nicely by Hobson, all black underneath. Good rebound for Harden Northern, 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Drive, and we've got the first foul of all game there. Mason Stewart, good, strong drive to the basket. And he is fouled by Ethan Young. His first, team first. It's a 2 minute free throw that's coming out for Mason Stewart, the 5'10 junior. First free throw, nothing but net. 2-1 now, and he's on top. Got the second middle high free throw coming up. One dribble, eyes it, flies it, back iron, no good. Rebound is cleared by the Polar Bears. Cooper Thompson, the offensive rebound. Wilson has it. Back over to Stewart, left point. Dribbles in the paint, gets the bump, kicks the ball back out to Wilson. No harm, no foul, good no call on that. Weatherall has it, left side, gets a high ball screen from Thomas. And looks, gets the ball over to Stewart, far side. To Hobson, to Thomas, going a little high low down to Wilson. He's in the block, kicks the ball back out. Weatherall, shot fake and a three, drives, kicks the ball back out to Hobson. Good patience for the Polar Bears. 5:26 from the first quarter, 2-1. Allen East on top of Harden Northern on the Rutland Area scoreboard. Weatherall has the ball right side. 5:15 to play here in the first quarter. Three-pointer on the way for Stewart. Short. A rebound, nice check out there by the Mustangs. That was Young, clears it for Allen East. across the timeline at 5:07 to play in the first quarter. 2-1. You're scoring the Lumber Radio scoreboard. Jim Holman, Kevin King, 95-3 WKTN. Clum has it near the half court stripe, being guarded by Hobson. Left hand dribble. Gets a nice high ball screen from Helser. Drives in the paint. Little runner scoop shot. No good. Offensive rebound by Logan Helser's second attempt is off the mark, partially blocked. Thomas has the rebound stripped away by Clum. Helser gets the shot up after the pass from Clum. It's off the mark. Ball is loosed out of bounds. The last touch by Harden Northern. 4:36 play in the first quarter. 2-1. Elliott's on top of Harden Northern. The Lumber Radio scoreboard. Elliott's the inbounder into the bucket. Clum has it. Looking. Gets it to Helser. 6'2 juniors get the ball beyond the three-point stripe. Gets it back to Jones. Deacon Jones drives. Forced the shot in traffic. Good defense by the Polar Bears. Shots off the mark. Rebound cleared by Stewart. Officials giving credit. They've been letting him play so far here for the first 3 minutes and change here in the first quarter. In the front court, Weatherill's got the ball far side. Handoff to Thomas in the corner. Tries to dump it down to a cutting. Mason Stewart. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Alanis. It's going to stay with the Polar Bears. 4:13 to play here in the opening quarter. 2-1. You're scoring the Lumber Radio scoreboard. In first quarter, Bush Brothers falls to Andrew Benchick. Ball in by the Thomas. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Off the back iron, no good. Wilson bats the ball away, tries to get to a teammate on the rebound. So it's grabbed by Young of Allen East. Mustangs secondary break. They'll back out of it. Trey Hensley has it. Reset the attack. Exactly 4 minutes in the first quarter. 2-1. You're scoring the Lumber Radio scoreboard. Dump down low to Helser. Kicks the ball back out. Shot fake and a three-pointer from Young. He drives, pulls up a little baseline jumper. No good. Rebound cleared by the Polar Bears. Stewart has long outlet pass picked off by Carson Clum. Here comes Allen East. Kicks the ball out. Jeekin Jones. Three-pointers away from left side. Short. Thomas rebounds in traffic for Harden Northern. 3:39 counting in the first quarter. Yes, I'm aging myself, but when I hear Deacon Jones, I don't think of a 5'9 solver from Allen East. If you know, you know. In the front court, loose ball fouls be called on Allen East. Be on Logan Helser. Pass was thrown. It was kind of off the mark. There was a scrum for it. Good hustle there by Helser, but he dives, takes out the legs from Cooper Thomas. It's going to be a foul on Allen East. It's their second. 3:28 to play in the first quarter. Harden Northern inbound, trailing 2-1. Gets it to Stewart Weather on the near side. Over to Hobson. Dumped down to Xander Wilson. Shot fake, left-hand layup, up and in. First bucket night for Xander. 3-2 now. Harden Northern on top. Can remind everybody after we go off, I'll go off the air from Allen East. We'll have the Domino's question of the game. Dr. B. Brandon Byrne will give it to you. The first correct caller at 419-675-3000. A large line of pizza from Domino's Pizza. Three-pointer on the way for Hensley's off the mark. A rebound grabbed by Weatherall of Harden Northern. And we've got a loose ball foul on Allen East. Carson Clum with a foul. His first, team third. Brady Brooks, 5'8", sophomore. Check in for Logan Helser for Allen East. 3:06 playing in the first quarter. Can remind everybody, this is a transfer post-game show. We're going to name players again from Rolt Lumber and Glazed Over. Hope you stick around for that. Weatherill has it. Over to Hobson. Back to Weatherill, far side. Wilson lines up a three-point from left wing. Front iron, no good. Skying for the rebound is Ethan Young. The 5'11 junior clears it. Mustangs in a hurry. They will back out. Good secondary defense by the Polar Bears. 2:43 in counting in the first quarter. 3-2, Harden on the top of Allen East. Little drive there by Brooks, cut off nicely by Harden. And ball kicked back out to Young, and Allen East will reset the offense. Clum has it now, left side. Being guarded by Hobson. Pull-up jumper, bang. That's a tough shot by Carson Clum. He's got 2 points. That was good defense from Nolan Hobson. Better jumper there from Clum. Makes it 4-3 now. Allen East, 2:20 to play here in the first quarter. Little run and jump for Allen East to press. Harden handles it. Gets it across the timeline, but little entry pass down low. Stolen away by Carson Clum of Allen East. Ball's going to stay with the Polar Bears. 2:13 to play in the first quarter. 4-3. You're scoring the Lumber Radio scoreboard. Wilson inbounds it to Hobson. He penetrates, kicks the ball out. Weatherall eyes a three-point from left side off the mark. Offensive rebound by Stewart. He goes down hard. By rule, that's a travel. Basically, a situation where if you don't call a foul, it has to be a travel. He went up and went down hard. I don't know if he was, you know, got bumped or just lost his balance. I'm hurting over here 20 feet away, and I know I'm not the person I'm pressed for who felt that. Ball going back down east now. Approaching the 2 minute mark of the first quarter, 4-3. Down east of the basketball, and the 1 point lead. Young has it. Over near side to Carson Clum. To Jones. Back over in the corner now. Young has it. Kicks the ball back out to Schultz. Three-pointers on the way. I'm sorry, that was a Brooks. Three-pointers no good. Hobson clears the rebound for Harden. Then transition. Weatherall driving left-hand lip. Up and in. Three-point Polar Bears have scored. They lead 5-4. Minton Hatch player in the first quarter. Mustangs with the ball. They're shooting the basket to our left. Little floater on the way is no good by Brooks. Rebound cleared by Stewart of Hard Northern. Gets the ball up a little bit too quickly. Pass goes off the mark, out of bounds. Ball back to upper down east. Minute 23 to play in the first quarter. We got a Root Lumber timeout. We're going to get 1-2. 1:23 to play in the first quarter. It's Allen East. It's Hard Northern 5, Allen East 4. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Minute 23 to play here in the opening quarter. Allen East the basketball. Harden with a 5-4 lead. Jim Homer coming to you live tonight from Allen East. Great facility here. Appreciate everybody's support here at Allen East. A good job taking care of us here. Mustangs now cross the timeline. Clum has it, left side. Over to Deacon Jones, top the key. Ball back to Young. Crossover dribble. Gets it to Brooks, left side. We got 108 to play in the first quarter, 5-4. Ball down to Clum. He's double-teamed. Tries to find an outlet pass stolen away by the Polar Bears, but they back the ball while on the baseline. Ball's going to stay with Allen East. 61 ticks play in the first quarter. Allen East inbound the basketball underneath the bucket. That's Clum looking. Looking. Lobs it out to Brooks. Undermittent player in the first quarter, 5-4. Hard roll on top of Allen East. Dribble drive penetration there for Clum. He runs the weave, shakes free from his man. Little floater up it in. 4 points for Carson Clum. Nifty little move there. Like that floater. Puts the Mustangs back on top, 6-5. 40 cents player in the first quarter. Weatherall eyes a three-pointer from the near side. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound. Long rebound cleared by Clum. He's in transition. 1-on-2. Zips past the defense. Shot is up. No good. They are going to give him 2 free throws. 32 cents play in the first quarter. Foul is going to be on Nolan Hobson. His first, team first, so 2 middle high energy free throws coming down for Carson Clum. He's a 5'9 senior. Grant Slusser getting ready to check in. And Oaks is sitting right in front of me. First free throw up. Back iron, no good for Clum. Second middle high energy free throw is going to come up here now. Slusser checks in for Trey Hensley, the 5'11 senior, is going to take a seat. Slusser, a 6'3 junior. Second middle range free throw down here for Clum. Eyes it, flies it, bang. He's got 5 of 7 points for the Mustangs. They lead by 2, 7-5, 32 seconds play in the first quarter. Full court pressure now for the Mustangs. Little run and jump. Hobson across the timeline over to Weatherall. Back to Hobson, 24 ticks play in the quarter. Stewart far side. Gets ball to the corner. Shot fake on the three-pointer for Weatherall. Back out to Stewart. 15 ticks playing the quarter. Stewart has it over to Thomas. 10 seconds playing the period. 7-5. And at least on top of Harden Northern. Wilson has it. Drives into traffic. Shot is up. No good. And he's fouled. 3 seconds playing the quarter. 2 throws coming here for Xander Wilson. Good possession there for the Polar Bears. Ethan Young is second foul. Team fourth. 2 minute 100 free throws now come up for Xander Wilson. The 6 foot junior's got 2 points. First free throw for the lefty. Bang. Gets that one to go. He's got 3 points, 7-6 now. Cuts Allen's East lead to just a point. One dribble from the southpaw. Bang. Gets that one to go as well. Ties at 7. 4 points now for Xander Wilson. He makes both middle 100 free throws. Half court heave on the way. Front iron. No good. It was online, though, from Carson Clum. We played one here from Allen East. It's been a good one so far. We are tied at 7. Harden running Allen East. We'll be back in the second quarter right after this.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard. From sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more, we're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference. The Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Second quarter here in Allen East, brought to you by the Roof Walls with Andrew Benchick. Cardinal with the basketball, tied at 7. Weatherall has against the basket to our right. Over to Xander Wilson. Nolan Hobson has it. Back to Weatherall. One of the Polar Bears of Subnight. Still got the starting five out there through one quarter. Stewart has it. Good motion offense from the Hardner. A lot of active. Nice little backdoor cut there for Hobson. Got the pass from Wilson. Shot is off the mark. Rebound cleared by Clum of Allen East. Gets it to Brooks. Pulls up, elbow jumper, no good. Helser, good offensive rebound for the Mustang. Works his way back up. Shot is up, no good, but he's fouled. Good work on the offensive glass there for the 6'2 junior. Foul's being landed. Weatherall is first. Team first. 7 active player in the second quarter. Tied at 7 on the Rio scoreboard. Logan Helser looking for his first points tonight. Two dribbles, right hand push, swish. First point of the night, he's in the scorebook. 8-7 now, and he's back on top by a point. We played 30 seconds in the second quarter. Four dribbles from the righty. This one's also good. 2 points now for Logan Helser. That's what the lead is for Allen East. 9-7 Mustangs on top. Hobson across the timeline right in front of me. Pass down low, layup up and in. Great job breaking the press. Good court vision by Hobson. Finds a cutting Xander Wilson. 6 points now for Wilson, tied at 9. Mustangs the ball in the front court. Clum has it. Over to Brooks, left side. Flips it back over to Clum. A little skip pass, far side. He eyes a three-pointer. Swish. Carson Clum, the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. He's got 8 points now, 12-9. Mustangs now back on top. We put him in here in the second quarter. Stewart in the front court. Works as we have a trap to Wilson in the corner. Dobson top of the key, shot fake. Drives, kicks it out to Weatherall. Hardnorthern will reset the attack. 6:44 to play in the second quarter. 12-9, Mustangs on top of Hardnorthern. Thomas gets it, drives. He's double-teamed. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Carson Clum. It's going to stay with Hardnorthern. Good reminder, everybody, we're going to have the Domino's question of the game. First direct call at 409-675-3000. A large one on pizza from Domino's. That'll come after we go off the air here from Allen East. Dr. B. Brand Byrne will bring that to you. Say something nice about the Lions. He may help you out here a little with the question. In the front court, Polar Bears got the ball bad out of bounds. Again, good defense by Allen East. That's Brooks. Kicks the ball out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by Allen East. So Wilson inbound into the basket. 6:31 to play in the second quarter. Wilson inbounds the ball to Thomas. Top of the key beyond the three-point line. Gets over to back to Wilson. Left side three-pointers off the mark. Rebound. Good check out there by Hensley. Gets the rebound for Allen East. Back over to Clum. Walks up the floor. Guarded by Hobson. 6:15 to play here in the second quarter. Brooks has it. Works up a ball screen at the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Finds a cutter down left. Slusher. Ball back out to Clum. He's going to take the 18-footer. Bang. He's got 10. Smooth player there. The 5'9 senior. 14-9 now. Allen East lead is 5. We played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Hardman breaks the press. Weatherall has it. The Thomas in the corner. Dump down low to Xander Wilson. Left hand layup. Nice little reverse layup. Up and in. 8 now for Xander. 14-11. Hardman trails by 3. Christian Rossford getting set to check in for Hardnorthern. I know his dad. In the front court, great hustle by Xander Wilson. Steals, runs it down the front court. One-on-one, left-hand lip shot, no good. Great defense there by Brooks. Got back and deflected the play. Now it's two-on-one for Allies. And good work the other end by Cooper Thomas. It was a two-on-one. He hustles back to make it a two-on-two. Pass the pass out of the way. Allies will keep it in the front court. Weatherwell checks out. As mentioned, Rossford checks in. Deacon Jones back in for Allen East. Brooks inbound for the Mustangs. Dumps it to Helser, far side. Back over to Brooks, top the key. Looking to dump it down to Helser on the block. Double team comes from Rossford. Ball kicked back out. Deep three, pour on the way. Brady Brooks. Kenton Ace Hardware, three ball. 17-11 now. 6-point lead for Allen East. Stewart brings it up under heavy traffic across the timeline. Gets out. Rossford's going to eye a three-pointer away from the right side. Off the front iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Hensley of Allen East. Mustangs in a run. Deacon Jones has it. Guys, kicks out. Brooke eyes a deep three-pointer, but does think the better of it. Gets it back to Jones. 4-4 to 3-point set. Corey dumps it down to Helser. He's double-teamed. Works through it. Kicks the ball back. He's got open Brooks for a 22-foot three-pointer. Swish. Brooks has got six now. Two Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointers. And we got a number timeout by Hard Northern. We'll get one, too. 4:32 to play in the first half. Hard Northern trailing Allen East 20-11. We'll be right back.
In the year 1901, New York became the first state to require automobile license plates. The first Nobel Peace Prize ceremony was held in Sweden, and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group was founded. At the FLR Insurance Agency, we're proud to represent Ohio Mutual, a company with more than a century of experience. We can help you select the best coverage to help you protect your auto, home, farm, or business. Give us a call at FLR Insurance Center. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Since 1901, keeping promises that secure dreams.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
4:32 to play in the second quarter. In the second quarter, brought to you by Ruffalo's Andrew Benchick. Allen East leading Hard Northern 22-11. Starting to rain threes here at Allen East. A good time out there by Jared Thomas of Hard Northern trying to stem the tide here a little bit. Biggest lead of the night now. It's 9, 20-11 for Allen East after back-to-back three-pointers. It was 14-11. Now that quick is 20-11. Harder on the work through the full court pressure. They beat it. Looking for Xander Wilson on the backside. Batted away. They're going to say it's last touch by Wilson. Allen East coming hard with the defense. Hunter Williams checking in for Allen East. 6-3, a freshman in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Weatherwell back in for Harder on for Rostifer. 4:15. And counting as we cross the timeline in the second quarter. Allen East the basketball in the 9-point lead. 3-pointer in on the way for Brooks. This one's short. Rebound. Good check out there by Hard Northern, and Weatherwell clears it for the Polar Bears. In the front court, Wilson has it, dumps it down to Thomas. Triple team, kicks the ball to Wilson. Eyes open, 3-point from left wing. Bang, off the back iron, no good. Offensive rebound, up and in. Landon Weatherwell in the right place at the right time. Good work on the backside of the offensive glass. He's got 4 points now. It's 20-13. Allen East on top. Klum pulls up 19-footer, does not go. Again, good rebound by Wilson. They're going to get called for a loose ball foul, however, for Xander. Very physical inside for both teams. It was a good check out by Xander, but I also see why the official got that. He may have cleared out a little bit. Xander did not argue it. His first foul, team second, 3-4 to play in the second quarter. Ball inbound to Brooks. Another three-pointer away from the same spot. Bingo. 9 points for Brady Brooks, all on three-pointers, 22-13. 9-point lead now. Ball kicked out, 23-13, excuse me. Harder on the front court. 10-point lead, biggest tonight for the Mustangs. Wilson has it. Hands it back to Stewart. Right side dribbles. Being checked nicely by Brooks. Gets it back to Cooper Thomas out by the 10-foot volleyball line. Over to Weatherwell. Kicks it back out to Hobson. Back to Thomas. Dumped down low to Wilson. He's double-teamed. Ball stripped away from the backside by Brooks. Good on the ball. Defensive ball by Klum. Here comes Allen East. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. 10-point lead for the Mustangs. 23-13. Brooks drives, spins in the paint, loses control of the basketball, gets it back, gets to Wilson, kicks the ball back out to Hensley's three-pointers. Halfway down, does not go. Offensive rebound up and in. 12 points now for Carson Klum. 25-13, 12-point lead for Allen East. Hard Northern kind of in the danger zone here, final 2.5 of the first half. Wilson has it in the corner. Back to Hobson, down low to Thomas. Kicks the ball back out to Weatherwell. 15-footers partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Klum of Allen East. Here is at the floor. back pass off to Brooks. This three-pointer's just a little shy. That's the old heat check three-pointer. One step further out than the one before. Hits the front iron, goes out of bounds. He's getting checked out quickly. Young is going to come in there for Brooks. It's a nice round of applause from the Allen East coaching staff and the fans. The three-pointer was short. He's sitting on the coaching staff. The universal fist that I need a blow. Cooter's got him out of there, but real good work there from Brooks off the bench with 9 points for Allen East. In the front court, Harden Norton's got it. Thomas has it stripped from the backside by Klum, but Cooper does run it down. Flash the pass down low to Stewart. He's in the left block. Pulls away a little turnaround jumpers off the mark. Rebound cleared by Hunter Williams of Allen East. 2 minutes player in the first half, 25-13. Allen East on top of Harden Norton. Three-pointer on the way from Deacon Jones. It's short. Offensive rebound cannot be grabbed by Young, and Harden Norton's got a run out. As Hobson spins in the paint, it's going to be a block. Jones got back there, sets a bang-bang call, toughest call in basketball. We're going to call the blocking count on Deacon Jones. His first, team first, is going to be on the floor. Common foul, so Harden will win boundary to the basket. 1:49 to clear in the first half, 25-13. Mustangs lead, Polar Bears the basketball, the Root Lumber Rail scoreboard. Jim Homer coming here, 95.3 WKTN. Wilson inbound. Bounces it down to Hobson, back to Wilson. Polar Bears will reset the attack. Minute 45 to play in the opening half. They trail by 12. Root Lumber timeout coming by Jared Thomas. We'll get one, too. We got a minute 40 to play in the first half. It's Allen East 25, Harden Northern 13. We'll be right back.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Going up at Herr Miller Gymnasium in Putnam County, Berlin Highland leads out of 31-29 at the half. Two state-ranked teams there. Here we got a minute 42 to play in the first half. It's been a good one so far. Allen East has stretched out a 25-13 lead. 12-point advantage for the Mustangs. Minute half to play here in the second quarter. Wilson has it on the block for the Polar Bears. Ball reversed. Hobson, three-point away. Swish! First bucket line from Nolan Hobson. That's an Ace Hardware three-pointer, 25-16. Big bucket for Harden Royal, pulls him within nine. Clem the front court for Allen East, gets it to Deacon Jones. Jones, ball batted away by Wilson, gets it back, drives into a double team, tries to find a cutting. Hunter Williams the backside, passes off the mark, turnover, ball back to Harden Northern. Hobson inbounds for the Polar Bears, minute 13 to play here in the opening half. Work the ball up against a zone press from Allen East. Hops into Weatherill, across the timeline to Wilson. Trying to find a cutting Stewart. Pass is cut off by Klum. In transition comes the Allen East Mustangs. Athletic layup attempt for Jones is no good. He runs down his rebound in the corner. Kicks the ball out back out. Three-pointer on the way from Young. Off the mark. Great rebound there by Hensley. Allen East will reset. 45 seconds player in the first half. 25-16. They're scoring the Lumberia scoreboard. Allen East the basketball, a 9-point advantage. Young has it near side. Over to Williams. Ball in the corner, Klum. Back to Jones, top of the key. 34 seconds to play here in the half. Williams has it. Over to Young. Back to Jones. 25 ticks left here in the opening first half here. Polar Bears a little run and jump. Allen East handles it. Ball back. Got to Klum. 15 seconds left. Carson Klum's got it. He leads everybody at 12 points. Klum being guarded aggressively by Weatherill. Ball out to eight seconds left. Ball kicked out to Jones. Three-pointer bang. First bucket of the night for Deacon Jones. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer makes it 28-16. Half-court shot on the way from Weatherill's off the mark. We played two here in Allen East. It's been a good one so far. The home Allen East Mustangs 28. The Harden Polar Bears 16. I'll be back with Spirit Curry in halftime show right after this.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Brand new Ram 1500s and 2500s, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more. All with freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off MSRP. 13 grand off, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Ram 1500 is the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. Need credit? We work hard to get you approved, even if you've been turned down elsewhere, and we want your trade no matter how much you owe. Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off, 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days during the Start Something New sales event at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Marion. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram 1500 42.2 2000 down, 628 a month, 72 months, 3.9% APR plus tax tag title. Deferment to qualified buyers.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Well, welcome back to Allen East High School and the Spirit Credit Union halftime show. Been a good one so far. Allen East has muscled their way out to a 28-16 lead at the break. I say muscled out. That's not accurate at all. It's been all the three-point shooting. Deadly from deep so far have been the Mustangs. Scoring summary looks like this. Carson Clemens there with 12 points for the Mustangs. Brady Brooks with 9. Deacon Jones has got 3 points, and 2 points apiece for Trey Hensley and Logan Helser from the Mustangs. They had 7 points in the first quarter, 21 points second quarter, helped them open up this 12-point advantage. For the Polar Bears, Xander Wilson with 8 points, Landon Weller with 4. A triple from Nolan Hobson, and 1 point there from Mason Stewart for the 16 points for Hard Northern. They had 7 in the first quarter. Then 9 in that second period as this turned in this 28-16 lead for the Mustangs on Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. A couple of scores to pass along. Earlier today, I was found it shocking. Fort Loramie defeats Bath girls basketball 67-41. Fort Loramie is 16-2. Bath is 11-5. Anytime the Wildcats lose, I'm shocked. But Fort Loramie is really good. Ranked number one in the state in their division, and they took it to the Bath Wildcats. Didn't happen to Bath very often. And then earlier, we had Coldwater defeating Van Wert 49-34. Coldwater's off to a great start. Always good in football, as we all know, but very good basketball season this far. 12-3 for the Cavs. And we mentioned up at Ottawa Glandorf, Titans were down by double digits. They fought back within two here at the break. Highland 31. They're ranked 7th in Division 4. Ottawa Glandorf's ranked 2nd Division 3. They got 29 points. That's been everything the game has been advertised to be up at Hermelo Gymnasium. College basketball, I mean, I just saw where Toledo defeated Bowling Green 88-78. That's where all my friends who have local affiliations in one of those squads. I know someone down in Delaware is pretty happy right now. He's had a pretty good week. Anytime Bowling Green loses, he's happy. Anytime Toledo wins, he's happy. And he has the Lions tomorrow, so Russ Goulet's in a pretty big week right now. Halftime here, Spirit Union halftime show. It's the Allen East Mustangs 28. The Arnold and Polar Bears 16. We'll come back with a Spirit Creek halftime show right after this.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA Insured. Equal Opportunity Lender. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Spirit Creighton halftime show here live from Allen East. The Mustangs on top of the hard Northern Polar Bears, 28-16. Field of scores passed along from earlier today around the region. Riverdale defeated Bluffton, 57-50. Girls basketball action. Marissa Bonham with 23 points. Mariah Bonham with 12, and Harley Gonzalez with 9 points for the Lady Falcons. Hardin County Pioneers saw their season end today. Basketball action. They fell to Crawford County 46-36 in their tournament opener this afternoon, or morning, I guess, to be a Kent Elementary School. Pioneers finished off their fine season at 3-3. Great job by that group of men and women. Whole organization there at Simon Kent does a top-notch job. We're real proud of them. Happy to have them in Hardin County and representing us. A couple of the girls' basketball scores here from around the region. Of note, earlier today, Kent Lady Wildcats won their second straight game. They beat Arlington 60-32. Jay Boston's team now 8-9 in the season. They got 20 points from Sadie Larrabee. Another 15 from Macy Heckathorn. Sid Payne added 12 points. Look at the rest of the scorings like this. The Lady Wildcats, Sam mentioned, Larrabee had 20, Heckathorn 13, Payne with 12. Alexis Ratliff had 5 points. Liv Nolting scored 4. Then Kinsey Sprang, Calabasas, and Emery Kreiner had 2 points apiece. That was a game where Kent led 12-6 after one, then fell behind 21-19 at the break. Then scored 41 second-half points, outscored the Red Devils by 30 points in the second half, 41-11 to pull away for that win. Again, second in a row for the Lady Wildcats, are 8-9. And Upper Sandusky defeated Mohawk, 42-26. Grace Walton had 17 points for the Rams. They're now 10-6 in the season, and the Rams and the Wildcats will meet two tonight at Kenton High School. We'll be joined for that, and we'll have it on WKTN's 7 o'clock pregame show. Here's halftime, Spirit Creighton halftime show. It's Allen East 28, Hard Northern 16. We'll be back for the third quarter right after this.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Wrapping up the Spirit Creighton halftime show here in Allen East. The Mustangs beat the Polar Bears 28-16 at the break. The JV reserve contest went the way of the Mustangs. 77-57. Entertaining ball game to open things up here in the eastern part of Allen County. It's named Allen East. Carson Clum, 12 points to lead the Mustangs and all scores. 9 there for Brady Brooks. 3 for Deacon Jones. 2 points apiece for Trey Hensley and Logan Elster for the Mustangs. For Hardin Northern, Xander Wilson with 8 points. 4 for Landon Weatherill. 3 for Nolan Hobson. And Mason Stewart with a single free throw in the first half. Third quarter will be brought to you by the Ruffles and Andrew Benchick. And the second half start sponsor is HSLC. Wind down the Spirit Creighton halftime show. Final 35 ticks coming off the clock. Had the little Mustangs program playing at halftime, both the JV contest and the varsity game. Always good to see a bunch of young kids out there wanting to get better. And just happy to see kids are being active and playing. That's the big thing for me, quite frankly. Just get out and do some. Have some fun. Remind everybody, we're going to have the Domino's question of the game. First straight call, 496 and 53000. get a large one-arm piece from Domino's Pizza. That's going to come back to go off the air here from Allen East. And of course, then during the Sesta Transport post-game show, we're going to name players of the game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over. Allen East right there with Young, Klum, Jones, Hensley, and Helsch with the five on the floor for Allen East. For Hardin Northern, Stewart, Weatherall, Hobson, Wilson, and Thomas. Both teams that are starting last to begin the second half. Brought to you by Russell's Andrew Benchick. Three-pointer there from Deacon Jones is good. Kent Ace Hardware, three-pointer for Deacon Jones. He's got six now, 31-16. Mustangs by 15. Wilson eyes the three-pointer left side, but he knocks it down. Kent Ace Hardware, three-pointer there from Xander Wilson. Makes it 31-19 now, Mustangs. 7:35 to play in the third quarter. Dumping it down to Helser, granted by Wilson. Good defense by Xander. Shot is off the mark. Rebound cleared by Cooper Thomas. Real good work with the body initially. Might have got him on the wrist as he took the shot, but since the official didn't blow the whistle, it's not a foul. Cooper Thomas has the front court to our left. Dump down low. Left hand floater off the mark for Stewart. Rebound cleared by Carson Klum of Allen East. Of course, he's a candidate for player of the game. As we mentioned, I'll be brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over. That'll come during our post-game show. Three-pointer on the way from the left side. Back iron no good for Ethan Young. This time, Thomas gets the rebound for Hardin Northern. We put him in here in the third quarter, 31-19. Allen East with the lead, Hardin Northern with the basketball. Hobson, left side to Thomas, who dumps it down low to Wilson. He's double team. Forced a little shot in traffic off the mark. A rebound cleared by Klum. Allen East has numbers. Nice little layoff pass from Young to Hensley. Layup up and in transition. 4 points now for Trey Hensley, 33-19. 14-point lead now for Allen East. Hardin Northern has it, crossing the timeline. Thomas has it. Over to Hobson, he drives. Good defense by the Mustangs. Force him to kick it out to Stewart for the three-pointer. Shot's no good. Rebound grab by Helser, 6:10 to play here in the third quarter. Dump down low to Helser. Hardin Northern not getting organized defensively in transition. Helser's got the bucket. He's got four now. 35-19, 16-point lead now for the Mustangs. We played 2 minutes of the third quarter. Weatherall has it. Over to Thomas. He fumbles a pass out of bounds. A little too hot for there for Cooper. It's going to go out of bounds to the cheerleaders for Allen East. 5:53 play in the third quarter. 35-19. You're scoring the Root Lumber Rio scoreboard. Allen East on top and the Mustangs for the basketball. Young crosses the timeline. Over to Klum, left side. Back to Jones in front of us now. He's got the pass in the corner to Young. Drives baseline, kicks the ball out to Hensley. Back to Klum by 34 to play in the third quarter. Klum gets high ball screen from Helser. He drives, weaves through traffic with scoop shots, no good. Gets his own rebound behind the pass. No look pass up to Helser. His shot from point blank range falls off. Nifty play there from Klum. Rebound cleared by Hardin Northern Stewart. Dumped down to Cooper Thomas. Passes bad away. Long outlet pass to me. But Carson Klum runs it down first, which is good because my hands aren't what they used to be. And I'm too pretty to take, you know, basketballs to the face anymore. Allen East does turn it over in the front court. Pass is picked off by Xander Wilson. Now Hardin Northern with the ball in the front court. We play 3 minutes here of the third quarter. Wilson has it top of the key. This pass stolen away by Klum. 2-on-1. Klum's got Hensley. Lays it off to Hensley. Layup does not go. Rebound grabbed by Wilson. He's fouled. Deacon Jones is second foul team first. Great job running the break there for the Mustangs. Shot just does not go. It happens sometimes. If there's anybody who knows anything about missing wide open layups, it's me. And that wasn't a wide open layup. Hardin Northern against the pressure. Stewart crosses the timeline, gets to Cooper Thomas. He drives, kicks the ball back out to Wilson. Penetrates, back out three-pointer on the way from Nolan Hobson from 22 feet. Off the bank. Backboard in. Bank is open. Off the backboard. 6 points now for Nolan Thomas. Thompson with the second. Kent Ace Harbor three-pointer. Steal down low by Xander Wilson. In transition come the Polar Bears. Hobson's got the ball back to Thomas. He spins double teams, trying to kick it back out to Hobson. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Allen East. Great hustle there by Deacon Jones. Dove out of bounds in the Hardin Northern bench to try and save the ball. Last touch by Jones. Hardin Northern's going to keep it. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. Hobson bounce ball to Thomas at the top of the key. Can't quite control the pass. It's stolen by the Mustangs. Young driving layup up. No good, but he's fouled. Two minimum free throws coming out for Ethan Young, the 5'11 junior. Stewart with the foul. His first team first. Two minimum free throws now coming up for Ethan Young, the 5'11 junior. First minute hard free throw up and good for Young. 36-22, 14-point lead for the Mustangs. Brooks checks back in for the Mustangs. Plays Trey Hensley. Second free throw, also nothing but net. He's got 2 points now. 2 minute 100 free throws there for Ethan Young. 15-point lead now for the Mustangs. 37-25, midway through the third quarter. Stewart's got. Finds Wilson in the corner. 3-pointer left side. 14 points now for Xander Wilson. The Kenton Ace Hardware 3-pointer. 37-25. In transition, good work by the Mustangs. Get the ball down low, but Harden rolling gets back in a hurry. Basically, had Klum dumps it down to Elster, gets it back to Klum, and tries to kick the ball back outside. We have a foul on Mason Stewart. His second. Team second. 3:46 point in the third quarter. Clumbed inbound for Allen East. Gets to the Brooks in the corner. Shot fake the three. He drives. Kicks the ball back out. Got Jones open. 3-point from the right side. Swish. Deacon Jones with 9 points now. All on Kenton Ace Hardware. 3-pointers. 40-25. 15-point lead now for Allen East. 3:32 and counting to play in the third quarter. The Root Lumber Rave scoreboard. Weatherall drives. Hands it off to Wilson. Shot fake. Drive in traffic's off the mark. Rebound cleared nicely by Klum. Outlet to Jones. Crosses the timeline. It's been physical tonight. Nice pass from Klum. Down low to Helser. Shot fake. Gets a man in the air, but nice job by Xander Wilson on the backside to bat that one out of bounds. It's going to stay with Allen East. Good play by both teams on that one. 3:11 to play in the third quarter. Klum inbounds for Allen East. Dribble drive handoff. To Young, short jumper's no good. Good defense by Stewart. Clears a rebound as well for Harden Northern. Here comes Stewart in transition. Ball batted away from the backside by Young. 4-on-1 now for the Mustangs. Couple nice passes. Layup up and in for Logan Helser. He's got 6. When I said 4-on-1, you probably knew what was going to happen. Good pass there for the Mustangs. Makes that 42-25, 2:48 point in the third quarter. Mustangs on top. Paul Burbs basketball. Hops on your side. Finds a cutting Xander Wilson. Dumped down to Thomas. His short jumper no good, but he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Ethan Young, his third. Team second, 2:38 play in the third quarter. 2 minute hard streak that's coming from Cooper Thomas. First free throw short, stays 42-27, the minimum hard streak free throw. Trey Hensley checks in for Deacon Jones. Second free throw, eyes, it flies it back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Carson Klum. Both middle high free throws come up short for the Polar Bears. Allen East tries to inbound the enter the ball to Helster on the block. Rolls free through the paint, grabbed by Weatherall. 2:26 play in the third quarter. Harden with the basketball trying to come to the 17-point Allen East lead. Wilson drives, ball bat away. It's going to stay with Harden. Rolls goes out of bounds. It has been a physical game. Officials have let them play at both ends. Andrew Sutton, a 6'4 junior, checks in for Harden Northern. We got Hunter Williams, a 6'3 freshman, checking back in for the Mustangs to replace Logan Helser. The 6'2 junior's got 6 points. Polar Bears inbound. Get the ball inbound to Hobson. Shot fake on a 3-pointer. He drives, loses control of the basketball, kicks the ball out to Sutton. 17 footers off the mark. Rebound. Cleared nicely by Young. And here comes the Mustangs in transition. Hensley has it. The Brooks, they'll reset the attack. 2:05 to play here in the third quarter. 42-25, we're scoring the real scoreboard. Allen East on top of Harden Northern. To Williams, on top of the key. Kick the ball back out to Young, his 3-pointer short. Good work by Brooks, offensive rebound for Allen East. Dump down to Williams, kicks the ball back out to Ethan Young. Bangs his way forward, muscles with the bucket, gets the basket, and draws a foul. Foul's going to land in Weatherall. His second, team third. 1 minute watch a free throw coming up here for Ethan Young. Minute 47 to play here in the third quarter. Free throw bounces soft out the front iron, drops. Young's got five now. Jones checks in for Young. The 5'11 junior's got 5 points, does Ethan Young. Minute 47 to play here in the third quarter. It's a 20-point game now. 45-25, Mustangs on top. Harder on them working it up. Ball stripped away from Weatherall by Klum. In transition, shot up and in, and there's a foul. 14 now for Carson Klum. Athletic finish and draws a foul from Landon Weatherall. His third, team fourth, 47-25. Harden struggling now against some of that full court pressure from Allen East. Mustangs starting to put some distance between themselves and the Polar Bears. One dribble in the middle, 100 free throw now. For Klum, it's up and in. He's got 15. It's a game high 15. Xander Wilson's got 14 to lead Harden Northern. 48-25 now. Mustangs on top. Harden with the basketball. Sutton Eyes, a three-pointer from the top of the key. Back iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Xander Wilson, he's smothered from the backside. We're going to get a foul call. Good work by Xander on the offensive glass, a 6-foot junior. Got a question on who that foul was. Yeah, the official signaled 14, and there is no 14 for Allen East, so yeah. There we go. Carson Klum is second. I was pleased I wasn't the only person to have a 14 from Allen East. Either the PA or either the scorekeepers to my left, including Ken Fish, Hardin County Hall of Fame inductee, class of 2024, coming up this June. Congratulations to Mr. Fish. Well deserved. First free throw up and in. Wilson. Left-hand push in the second free throw. Game high, 16 points now for Xander Wilson. 48-27, he's going to take a seat. Cooper Thompson is going to replace him. Again, Wilson, a candidate for player of the game. We'll name players of the game from both teams. Brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed over Kenton during the postgame show. Minute 22 here to play in the third quarter. Mustangs basketball on the 21-point lead, 48-27. Klum has it, dumped down to Williams in the block, being guarded by Hobson. Shot fake, nice little move up and in. And a foul, Hunter Williams. Love the little post move there. Very aggressive play between Hobson and Williams in the block. Clean but aggressive as they're kind of banging away down low. Nice little up and under, draws a foul on Hobson, the second team fifth. And he's in the middle 100 free throw coming up. Free throw up and in. Hunter Williams now with 3 points now. Young checks back in to replace Klum. 51-27 now your score on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. We got a Root Lumber timeout by Harden Northern. We'll get one too, 51-27. Mustangs on top of the Polar Bears. We'll be right back.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We got a minute 11 to play in the third quarter. In Brooklyn, with Andrew Benchick. Harden walks up the floor, trailing 51-27. Hobson has it. Gets a double screen, the high post. Weaves through the point. Pay the post. The ball shook free, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harden Northern. Exactly when we play here in the third quarter, 51-27. Allen East for the basketball, 24-point lead. Jones walks up for Allen East. Bounce over to Brooks. Hands at the top of the key. Thomas fights through a screen. Very physical screen on both sides there. Hensley has it. Three-pointer on the way now for Brooks from the left side. No good. Nice check out there by Hobson. Gets the rebound. Here comes the Polar Bears in transition. Get the ball to Weatherall. Kick back out to Wilson. He drives. Stewart eyes a three-pointer off the drive initially. Wilson back iron, no good. Rebound. Good checkout. Outstanding checkout there by Ethan Young. Cooper Thomas is contesting the rebound. Nice job of the white and blue checking out the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Hard Northern. Final 24 ticks here in the third quarter. 51-27. You're scoring the Rutt-Lumber Rev scoreboard. Jones crossed the timeline being aggressively defended by Hobson. We're going to get a foul call. It's on Hobson's third. Double bonus timeout. Five team fouls now on Hard Northern. So two throws coming up here for Deacon Jones, a 5'9 sophomore. He's got 9 points. First middle higher energy free throw up and in for Deacon Jones. He's got 10 points. Second Mustang in double figures. Carson Clum's got 15. Jones with 10. Xander Wilson leads all players 16 for Hard Northern. Second minute and higher energy free throws up and in. 11 now for Jones. 53-27, 26-point lead now for the Mustangs. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Stewart Weatherall, handoff exchange. Ball back in the corner now. Weatherall eyes an 18-footer short. Rebound up and in. Good work on the offense glass. Xander Wilson, he's got 18 points. And we play three here at Allen East. It's a Mustang 53, the Polar Bears 29. We're back in the fourth quarter after this.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Getting set for the fourth quarter with Andrew by the Roof Falls and Andrew Bench at Hard North Basketball, trailing 53-29. Colin White, the buzzer being three-pointer, lift out of Leonard over Highland. They came from 5 points down late in that ball game to win. Good win for the Titans. Ball under down low to Wilson. His little runner's off the mark. Rebound cleared by Clum of Allen East. Young has it over to Jones. Played 20 seconds here in the fourth quarter. 53-29, Allen East on top of Hard Northern. Bounce pass over to Jones. Back to Brooks. Shot fake from beyond the three-point line to Clum. We're looking. Ball gets back. Eyes a three-pointer. Does Young back iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Wilson. It's bad out of bounds. Last touch by Brady Brooks of Allen East. So Hard Northern will keep it. Riverdale off tonight, I know, because I saw Falcon coach Drew Hovensack, his lovely wife, crowd tonight. They have left. Didn't come over and say hi to me, but still, I mean, I'm sure they're thinking about me all night across the gym. Coach Hovensack, his lovely wife, good friends of WKTN and me personally. Polar Bears the basketball. We played a minute here of the fourth quarter, 53-29. Mid-range jumper, swish. Mason Stewart's got three. 53-31. Allen East walks it across the timeline. Does Clum run and jump for the Polar Bears? Clum to Jones, over the corner, back to Young. Back to Clum at the top. Clum with 15 points, lead the Mustangs. Over to Jones, he has 11, the two in double figures for the Mustangs. Jones drives into a double team, looking, fighting through. They're looking, kicks the ball back out to Young. Shopping a three-pointer against the Hensley, drives, kicks the ball back out to Carson Clum. He drives, layup, up and in. He's got a 17 points to lead the Mustangs, 55-31, 6:19 to play in this one. Wilson, nice entry pass down to Weatherall, and he's fouled. This one is going to be on Deacon Jones. His third. Logan Helsler checking in for Trey Hensley for the Mustangs. Trey will take a seat. The 5'11 senior with 4 points. Wilson inbound. Hornworth basketball trained by 24. Good ball to Hobson. Back out corner, three-pointer on the way. Is no good by Weatherall. Rebound cleared by Brooks. Good job there. Brady Brooks, the 5'8 sophomore with 9 points. Glum crossed the timeline right in front of me, courtside, guarded by Weatherall. Long little pass to Jones. He runs it down the corner, kicks it back out of Clum. He eyes a three-pointer. Swish. 20 now for Carson Clum. The Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer leads all scores. 58-31, 27-point lead now. For the Mustangs, Paul Bears the basketball. 5-4 to play in this one. Getting fourth quarter rush by the Rough Falls with Andrew Benchick. Nice little give and go. Wilson to Thomas. Back to Wilson. Lay up and in for Xander Wilson. He's got 20. 58-33. Allen East on top. Up down to Helsler. Finds Jones on the backside. Layup up and in. 13 now for Deacon Jones. Hard run to play a little bit more aggressive defenseman. Not trying to run and jump and trap. Mustangs are handling it and finding the man down low. Great hustle that time by Allen East. Entry pass, looking for the block. Throwing the ball down to the block. Bat it up, but stays in the air long enough for one of the Mustangs to get in there. Bat the ball out of bounds off Hard Northern. Great hustle there for the Mustangs. 5 minutes playing this one, 60-33. Remind everybody, we're going to have the Domino's question of the game. First credit call at 496-75-3000. A large 49 piece from Domino's. That's going to come during our postgame show. After our postgame show, excuse me. Dr. B. Bramber will give that to you. Entry pass from Clum down to Helsler. Makes some space up and in. That's a tough shot for Logan Helsler. 8 points there. Wilson did all he could defensively. Good little matchup on the block. Just better offense that time from the 6'2 junior. He's got eight now, does Logan Helsler. 62-33. Mustangs by 29. 4.5 to go in this one. Hobson has it. Ball Badford from the backside. Run down by Stewart. He penetrates a little floater up, no good. Rebound, bat around loose. Corralled by Clum of Allen East. No look pass up the floor to Jones. He drives, kicks the ball back out to Clum. Eyes a three-pointer from the right wing. No good, rebound. Clum grabs it, kicks the ball back out to Young. His floater in the paint's also off the mark. A rebound cleared by Stewart of Hard Northern. 4:05 to go on this one. Stewart crossed the timeline. Over to Weatherall, back to Stewart. His three-point shot's on the way. Swish, Ace Hardware three-point from Mason Stewart. He's got 6 points now. 62-36, 26-point lead now for Allen East. Both teams still competing and playing very hard here. Floats it out to Clum near the half-court stripe. Look at the referee waiting to see if he's going to give him a count, and he does. Good job by Weatherall batting that one away in the backcourt. Clum does run it down, chased by Weatherall, penetrates. Cut off by Thomas, kicks ball back out to Jones. Back to Clum, 3:29 to play in this one. Good ball move here by the Mustangs. No look pass down to Helsler. Shot is up, blocked by Wilson. Rebound grab by Hobson. Here comes Hard Northern transition. Weatherall's got it. Over to Stewart. Landon Weatherall reset the attack. Over to Stewart. Bounce down to Wilson. Pass a little off the mark, he has to run it down, saves the ball back in bounds to Brady Brooks. Driving layup in transition for Brooks is no good, but he's got two middle hydrant free throws coming at the 3:04 mark of the fourth quarter. Weatherall with the foul, his fourth. Team first, two middle hydrant free throws now for Brady Brooks. 7. Van Buren leading Kenton 24-21 at the break. First free throw up and in for Middle Ohio. 10 points now for Brady Brooks. Three in double figures now for Allen East. 20 points for Clum, 13 for Jones, 10 for Brooks. Second free throw rattles home. Give him 11 points now with both the Middle Ohio energy free throws. Riley Newton checks in for Cooper Thomas. Newton, a 6'1 sophomore. 3:04 to go on this one. Ball inbounded. And Weatherall walk it up, cross the timeout with under three to play. Mass substitutions coming in for Allen East. Dump down low, stolen away for Wilson. Clum has it in transition. Dumps down to Helsler. His little shot is off the mark, but we're going to have a foul. Middle hierarchy free throws coming up here for Logan Helsler. Second foul, team second. Mr. Fish over here trying to keep order here on the scores table with the five new subs coming in. 2:43 to play in this one. Two throws coming up now for Logan Elser, brought from Mid-Ohio Energy. First free throw short, stays 64-36. Caleb Leibauer comes to the ball game for Keegan Jones the game as well. Grant Slusher. Hunter Williams in the ball game as well for Helser. Second free throw was good, brought to you by Mid-Ohio Energy. 4 points now for Helser, 65-36. Entry pass down low for the Polar Bears, looking for Newton, stolen away by Allen East. Mustangs in transition. Ball kicked out. Leibauer, three-pointers, no good. Good hustle on the offensive rim by Hunter Nichols. Can't save it in bounds, gets to Wilson for Hard Northern. And he throws a long pass for Hobson. It's picked off by the Mustangs. 2:12 to play. 65-36. Three-pointer on the way from Williams off the mark. Rebound. Nice work there by Hunter Nichols, the 6'1 junior. He's going to go back up and he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Mason Silver's third. Team third. 2 minute range free throws now coming up for Hunter Nichols. First free throws off the mark. Wholesale subs coming in now for Hard Northern. Luke Price checks in. Christian Rostifer. Andrew Sutton, excuse me. Kyler Setlock. Second free throw. Spins off. Offensive rim by Williams. Up and in. Good work by Hunter Williams. He's got 6 points. 6'3 freshman. 67-36. Rossford across the timeline. Pulls up deep three-pointers. No good. Good rebound. Good check out there, but nobody from Allen East grabs the rebound. Still loose. Out of bounds. Last touch by Hard Northern. 1:48 playing this one. Polar Bear is going to fall to 3-12. Allen East can move to 8-6 with the win. And Allen East crossed the timeline with 1:42 to go on this one. Deep three-pointer on the way, right side's off the mark for Leibauer. Rebound cleared by Sutton. And they cross the timeline due to the Polar Bears. Sedlock has it. Back to Rossifer's driving attempt. Pass the ball down low to Price. Ball kicked back out to Sedlock. Over to Sutton. Deep three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound. Bat around out of bounds. Last touch by Hard Northern. Allen East can stay with Hard Northern. Pull Bears inbound. Gets the ball into Price. Deep three-pointer on the way from the right side. No good. Rebounds cleared by Williams of Allen East. In transition, long pass, a little bit too long. Last touch by Allen, by Hard Northern. And the Polar Bears, the Mustangs will inbound. Leibauer has it. Over to Jones. Under a minute to play in this one, 67-36. We've got a foul off the ball. Kyler Sedlock called the foul off the ball. His first, team fourth. Hershberger checks in for Allen East. First time we've seen the young man tonight. 49 ticks to play in this one. Allen East inbounds. Three-pointer away from the right side. Back iron, no good. Rebound bat around, glad by Sutton. The three-pointer came via Slusher. Harden on the front court. Three-pointer away for Sutton, no good. Offensive rebound by Luke Price, 32 seconds to play in this game. Sedlock and Price playing pitch and catch out by the perimeter. Sedlock trying to enter the ball down low to Sutton. Excuse me, to Newton. Ball's picked off by the Mustangs. 20 seconds to go on this one. Allen East gonna cross the timeline. They're gonna move to 8-6 with a win. Looking to just run the clock out here. Final score from Allen East. It's going to be the Allen East Mustangs 67, the Hard Northern Polar Bears 36. We'll be back to the Cessna Transport postgame show right after this.
For freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Brand new Ram 1500s and 2500s, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more. All with freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off MSRP. 13 grand off, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Ram 1500 is the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. Need credit? We work hard to get you approved, even if you've been turned down elsewhere. And we want your trade, no matter how much you owe. Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off. 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days during the Start Something New sales event at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Marion. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram 1500, 42.2, 2000 down, 628 a month, 72 months, 3.9% APR plus tax tag title. Deferment to qualified buyers.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back down East at Cessna Transport postgame show. Mustangs defeat the Hard Northern Polar Bears 67-36. Mustangs now 8-6 in the year. Hard Northern 3-12. Scoring looks like this for the Polar Bears. Got 4 points from Landon Weatherill, 6 points each from Mason Stewart and Nolan Hobson and Xander Wilson. Tying for game high honors with 20 points for the Polar Bears. For the Mustangs, 4 from Trey Hensley, 5 points from Ethan Young, 6 from Hunter Williams. Logan Helser had 8 points. He had 3 in double figures there for the Mustangs. 11 points from Brady Brooks, 13 for Deacon Jones. And Carson Klum added 20 points, tying Xander Wilson for game-high honors. Tied at 7 after 1 quarter, 28-16 Allen East at the break. 53-29 after 3, and the final score then is 67-36 as the Mustangs methodically pulled away from this one. Again, the timeout that sets the transfer post. Show, come back, name our players of the game, and wrap it up here from Allen East right after this.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by folks that care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
your region, your radio. 95.3.
Welcome back,
WKTN.
To Allen East here for the Cessna Transport postgame show. Mustangs defeat the. Welcome back to Allen East, the Cessna Transport postgame show. The Mustangs defeat the Polar Bears 67-36. Allen East now 8-6 in the year. Harden Northern Falls to 3-12. Gonna name our players the game here. From Root Lumber, Root Lumber player of the game is going to be Carson Klum, 20 points from Allen East. Our glazed over Kenton player of the game, Xander Wilson, 20 points from Harden Northern. Those two players shared game high scoring honors tonight. Again, Xander Wilson, your glazed over Kenton player of the game. Carson Klum, your Root Lumber player of the game. JV reserve contest with the way of Allen East, 77-57. Again, the varsity contest here one final time. It was Allen East 67, Harden Northern 36. For our manager back at the station, Brendan Byrne. This is Jim Holman saying good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, West Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.